News, I'm John Scott. People have gathered in St. Peter's Square at the Vatican to mourn Pope Francis. Tributes to Francis were shared around the world, and cardinals meeting at the Vatican to plan his funeral and the conclave to elect his successor. A CNN pollster delivers a blow to the anti-Trump narrative, showing most Americans support deportation of illegal immigrants. Bernie Bennett with details.
Recent polling has revealed that most Americans do not believe President Donald Trump wields too much power. Many respondents felt that Trump either has a reasonable amount of power or too little, contrary to claims made by some Democrats. The data has challenged a narrative that Trump acts like a king, recently pointed out by CNN analyst Harry Enten. Enten stated, quote, Americans largely do not believe Democrats' claim that President Donald Trump is behaving like a king, adding that the majority of Americans think the president either does not have enough power or has the perfect amount of power. Trump has signed 111 executive orders since his return to office in January. Enten noted, quote, that is the most at this point in a presidency in at least 100 years. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, in health news, a report says advanced cancers have returned to pre-pandemic levels.
A report in the journal Cancer offers what its authors call reassuring data. The report says delays in cancer screenings at the start of the COVID-19 pandemic, when doctors and hospitals were overwhelmed, are not showing a huge impact on cancer statistics. Death rates are continuing to decline, and there's no huge shift evident in late diagnoses. In 2020, as the pandemic began, a greater share of cancers in the U.S. were caught at later stages when they're harder to treat. But in 2021, such worrisome diagnoses returned to pre-pandemic levels for most types of cancer. I'm Ben Thomas.
This is SRN News. Atheists are going after Deion Sanders.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation is urging the University of Colorado to discipline the NFL Hall of Famer who serves as head football coach. Sanders freely refers to God in talking with his players and discusses his Christian faith. He also holds team prayers, and the foundation claims the coach is somehow violating the Constitution. In fact, the Supreme Court has ruled that coaches are not barred from talking about their faith on the job. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Alabama lawmakers have approved several bills that would expand the use of Christian text in public schools and roll back the LGBT agenda. Those measures, which passed with overwhelming majorities, would mandate the display of the Ten Commandments in public schools, ban drag shows, prohibit teachers from displaying gay pride flags, and also allow chaplains to volunteer as school counselors. This is SRN News. LeBron James says he was paid $50,000 by the Harris campaign during last year's election.
In a new revelation, LeBron James claimed his endorsement of Kamala Harris was about securing a better future for his children. Reports now reveal he was paid for the post, raising questions about the authenticity of some celebrity political endorsements. According to newly released campaign finance records, Kamala Harris's campaign paid LeBron James's production company $50,000 on January 28, 2025, just after his viral endorsement post. The payment labeled, quote, campaign event production, was part of Harris's failed $1.5 billion presidential bid. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Montana, the ninth U.S. state with a measles outbreak. The U.S. has 800 measles cases as of last Friday. Texas is up to nearly 600 of those cases. Two children and an adult have died from measles-related illnesses, measles prevented by vaccines. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.